Hello, this is Trey with ScenStealers.com, and I have the pleasure of talking to Tony Revolori, the gentleman who plays Zero in the upcoming Wes Anderson film, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going, man?
It's going really great. Have you been doing a ton of these today?
Yes, I have, but happily so.
Okay, good. But you've had your coffee, and you're prepped, and you're ready. We can get right to it.
Absolutely. I'm ready.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, my first question is, in first glance at this film, this cast is pretty out of control. Was it overwhelming at all being around all of these sort of recognizable actors? I mean, you're just 17 years old. In fact, I think you've got a birthday coming up, so I want to be the first to wish you a happy 18th birthday. But you're on screen. You're the on-screen protege of the guy who plays Voldemort. What was this like? Was it kind of a head trip?
Definitely. I mean, thank you for the happy birthday, first and foremost. I never felt too uncomfortable or anything like that, because Wes really helped me felt comfortable with all this cast, as well as the cast themselves. They all helped me feel really relaxed and calm so I could do my best. There was a pressure to, compete with these, stars, and I thought I kind of told myself if I can, work with these guys on their level, I could do anything. So there was that, pressure, but happily so. And I was very excited coming into this, and working with Rafe was amazing. He's fantastic, in Schindler's List and all these other films that he's done, and Red Dragon. He's played these intense characters, so I was a bit nervous, but the first day I met him, he was just so happy, and they gave me a huge hug, and it was great. Immediately, I felt the connection there, and, working under Voldemort was great. We had a ton of messages, matches, and all that stuff.
That's amazing. So, was Rafe the one that you worked with the closest by far?
Definitely, definitely.
Awesome.
Usually, it was always Rafe and I working together pretty much on everything.
That's amazing. And I understand that these folks are really just your coworkers, but were there any particular friends from the cast, or did you hang out with anybody?
Absolutely. Rafe and I went out, I think, a couple of times. Saoirse Ronan, who plays Agatha, she and I definitely went out a couple of times to go bowling. Let's see, what else? Jeff Goldblum and I went to lunch. What was that?
Oh, how is she as a bowler, by the way, Saoirse Ronan?
She says she's better now, but I'm not sure. From what I saw over there back a year ago, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe you need to make another movie with her so that you can you guys can both get better.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, definitely.
My next question actually was about Saoirse Ronan. So she's been acting since she was very young. You have been acting since you were very young also. Both of you on screen appear ridiculously talented. How is it working with Saoirse Ronan? And did you guys trade any sort of young actor war stories?
It was great working with her. She's fantastic. We found a lot of common ground. As you said, we both acted very young ages in, films. So there was a lot of common ground, and we talked a bit about it. War stories, I don't know. I don't really remember. Possibly we did, but I don't remember them exactly.
What was some of the common ground that you two chatted about, or similar experiences?
Just working at a young age with actors which we admired, and also working at a young age. Both our fathers were actors before us and helped us, in this business. And a couple of other things. She's from Ireland, and I love Ireland. I've never been, but I love it. And so, there was a lot of small things. She loves fish. I love fish. All of those things.
Fish the food or fish the band?
I want to say food, but I'm not exactly sure.
It's almost better if you don't even know, so that's great.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Being from an acting and creative family, do you think that helps as far as this career, and especially you diving into a career at such a young age?
Absolutely. I think I'm very fortunate to have a family with such a creative background. So it's able to help me, you know, kind of really open myself up to pretty much anything and see what I really love and truly want to do. So I think I'm very lucky.
And you yourself are also a writer and director. Just in the interest of full disclosure, I actually checked out RevQ Productions before this interview, and some very exciting shots of Benjamin, by the way. And just sort of what do you take away from an experience like Grand Budapest Hotel, where you get to work with somebody like Wes Anderson? Did you even have time to think about that aspect of it or learn from him, or were you just so busy working on your performance that you didn't even have time to take a breath and look around?
No, absolutely. I absolutely did. I learned so much. You know, many times Wes would call me to his side and kind of just to see the acting aspect of what he was doing, and just to make sure, you know, I was there and listening and everything like that. But it was great. I love that he gave me that opportunity to see him work, and I love the way he works. He's very prepared, which I thought is something I definitely want to do now. As a director myself, I picked that up from him. And as well, he's just an amazing director who knows how to get what he needs from his actors. And it's amazing. I was able to learn so much, and it's great. I just hope I can apply it to my own project.
Talk a little bit about his level of preparation, because in addition to being a critic, I also teach film, and one of the things that I constantly harp on is levels of preparation and being very detailed, knowing what you want. But it'd be interesting, because you have sort of insider info and you got to see it, what extent does Wes Anderson prepare?
I want to say to the most possible extent ever, because he knows everything he wants immediately, what props, where he wants everything to be set and everything like that, what he wants the camera to be like, pans, everything. You know, he made these storyboard animations of the whole entire movie, basically. It was about an hour, 40 minutes long. And these storyboard animations, he voiced them himself. And you would see how these characters, you know, how the shootout scene is going to play out, and how he's going to, you know, edit that and things like that in his mind so far. So you're able to kind of see what you need to do and where you need to go. And it's amazing how much he prepares.
Wow. How closely does that initial animatic or initial animation match what he gets in the sort of finished film?
It's pretty close. So a couple of things did change. As, you know, you would imagine, nothing goes exactly as planned on a film, but it was pretty much, I want to say, 85% stayed the same.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So
very impressive.
Yeah, so Wes Anderson has, there are tons of interviews and articles about what he's like to work with on set, and that he's kind of viewed as almost this little benevolent tyrant, and he's going to have it his way. But as an actor, what's it like to work with him specifically, and what do you personally, what are you able to bring as an actor to the equation beyond just what he wants?
Well, first off, I don't think he's a tyrant at all.
Well,
I mean, he has a
tyrant. I think he's probably a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a really, really nice guy. He's very calm. He knows what he wants, and he'll take as many takes as he needs to get there. So, I mean, maybe that's why, but he's so calm and relaxed, you can't really say in any way he forces you to do anything or anything like that. And as for what I bring to the table, I think I just bring a... Are you asking what I bring as an actor myself, or just as any actor brings any director?
Ooh, I want both.
Both?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so, I mean, an actor brings the characters to life. For a director, as you know, if he's written the script himself or if he's just directing it, you know, he brings these people to life and makes sure they look realistic or try to do as much as what the director envisions and everything like that. As for what I bring to the table, I think I brought a sense of innocence to the set, which was kind of nice, and inexperienced, so I was able to come in almost extremely prepared. I try to memorize the script entirely just to be prepared and try to do my best to work on par with these actors.
So because of that, do you feel like, you know, obviously you have been acting and you've been around acting since you were born, but do you feel like that you have a relative inexperience as far as your own personal career at this level, that Grand Budapest was probably the most ambitious project you had ever been cast in? Do you think that Wes Anderson chose you for that, and then does that just allow you to kind of be yourself when you're performing?
Possibly. I'm not exactly sure what exactly it was that, you know, Wes was drawn to with me, whether it be my characteristics, my acting abilities, or anything like that. But I'm very glad I was chosen for the part. I felt like I had a lot of things in similar with Zero, and so I was able to really portray him in a very realistic way, as, you know, Wes had desired. But as for what exactly was, you know, the exact reason why I was chosen or anything like that, I can, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
So what is it like knowing that at some point you as an actor will grow up to be F. Murray Abraham?
That is pretty awesome. You know, I mean, working with the Coen brothers, Homeland, all these, Amadeus.
You'll soon be an Amadeus.
Yeah, I'll go and be an Amadeus. I'm ready, you know?
Awesome.
That's my father's favorite film, so I'm pretty sure he'll really appreciate that.
Did you two even get to meet each other? Because I know that you're never in a scene, because obviously you play different ages of the same character. Did you even get to meet F. Murray Abraham?
Yeah, I was there on set from day one to day end. So I got to meet everyone who was there. And it was great meeting him. We went bowling, I think, once, and he's a fantastic bowler, so I know that I'm going to grow up to be a great bowler. And it's fantastic. We did talk a bit, not about the character. I think that was just kind of, we left that to our own devices, and it was great, though. You know, he's a very talented actor, and it was amazing.
Who is the person of all of these people, now that I know that you were there day one to day end, who of these people was it kind of who were you the biggest fan of, or like who was it most, you know, exciting to meet of all of them? Do you have a particular favorite?
I don't know if I'd say favorite, but I was definitely excited to meet Jeff Goldblum, because, you know, Jurassic Park as a kid was the movie.
I have many friends who will be very excited about that answer.
Yeah, that, and Bill Murray, a lot of the Ghostbusters, that was another of my real favorites. And a lot of my friends say, you met Bill Murray? No way! No way! Oh my God! And start screaming and things like that. So, I mean, I was very, 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 very lucky to work with such an amazing cast and, you know, being able to throw that in my friend's face.
That's amazing. And now you probably have one of these incredible Bill Murray stories that kind of float around the internet.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, definitely, I think I have one.
But can you tell it?
Sure. So, I had my dad on set with me all the time, and Bill Murray had an experience with, you know, stage parents and how they're kind of sometimes very abrasive and very annoying, one could say. And so he walks up to my dad and he says, you know, I've thrown, you know, stage parents into a pool with no problem, and please don't be an annoying parent, and I'll have to, or if not, I'll have to throw you in this pool. And the great thing is, you know, in the end, he comes up to my dad and says, you know, you got it all right, Dad. I won't have to throw him in a pool.
That was
Bill Murray's point.
That's
Maybe
incredible.
It's not as good as the rest.
No, it's great. I mean, and it's good to know that you've got a dad that Bill Murray would not throw into a pool.
Yes, although I would have liked him to throw him in a pool, only because that would have been an even better story.
Well, I mean, I think the fact of the matter is you're probably much tighter with Bill Murray than your dad is with Bill Murray. So if anybody was going to be able to talk him into it, you would be able to, over your dad talking Bill Murray to throw you into a pool.
Yeah, I mean, even if he throws me, that's still a great story. That's what I got.
Either way, Bill Murray's putting somebody in a pool.
Either way, someone's going in the pool.
I think that's an excellent. So where to now? Let's, you know, I know you've got a ton more of these, and I don't want to take up all your time today. But where to now?
Where to now?
Or what's next?
What's next? Okay, so I mean, I just finished filming a movie in India called Africa with Suraj Sharma, and that was a great movie, all done in Hindi, fantastic. It was very hard to learn the language, but it was a challenge I was up for, and I did. And I hope a couple of more projects keep coming by. I'm just ready to work.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Trey.